There's a famous saint in India. She's known by her followers as Amma. Those followers see Amma as an incarnation of a god. She is one of the first women to become a Hindu saint. And her saintly offering? A hug. An estimated 39 million people worldwide have gotten hugged by Amma. She brought her embrace to the U.S. recently and added the world's Amanda Lee Lichtenstein to her list.
There was so much anticipation. I felt a little anxious, to be honest. I didn't quite know what the rules were. Luckily, someone handed out a laminated sheet of instructions before you go up.
So there are rules.
There is a huge team of people on stage making sure that you don't break the rules and that you do get it right. So you have to take off your shoes. You have to make sure when you go that you kneel to her. So you are kneeling before Amma as a living goddess. And as you kneel down, you are to place each hand on either side, firmly on either side of her body on the chair. And then her attendants surround you behind you and gently kind of push your face into her bosom and kind of they nestle you into her chest. And that's the moment, Marco, that is the moment when Amma herself does embrace you and kind of envelops you in a motherly embrace. And for that brief singular moment in time, you are a child being held by a divine mother. And it is so brief, so brief.
My skin is kind of tingling. I mean, what does she look like? How old is she?
She's in her mid-60s, and she has a warm kind of glow to her. She's a plump, round woman, small in stature. She wears a signature white sari. What I remember so much about the hug, Marco, is that she had this amazing scent, this rose-scented fragrance that kind of lingered on my clothes after I was pulled from her chest, kind of yanked away from her, because there are several hundred more people waiting behind me. So the hug was kind of a blur and very, a bit disorienting and quite moving. And then it was over.
How did it feel, though? And can you today, I mean, this is like a couple of weeks after the hug, can you still conjure it?
To be honest, I went in there with a critical eye. I introduced myself as part of the press. I introduced myself as a journalist. I was there to observe and take notes. And the hug itself was so moving. I was taken aback. The actual hug was such a relief after waiting so long. I had so much anxiety about like getting the rules right and wanting to make sure, you know, you don't want to get it wrong when you're hugging God, right? So I wanted to make sure... I wanted to make sure that I was following the rules and that I wasn't going to mess this up kind of feeling. And then the actual hug was such a relief and made me feel so vulnerable and so moved. And the idea of this universal mother embracing me and unconditionally accepting me, and for that brief moment, feeling what it feels like to be like a child again, that to me was not something that I really expected or signed up for or knew I would feel in such a deep way.
The world's Amanda Lee Lichtenstein with her account of getting hugged by Amma, a Hindu hugging saint. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Marco. It was fun to chat with you.
So what happens when thousands of people gather in an Illinois town to hug a saint? It can transform the place. Read Amanda's story about one town's experience with Amma at theworld.org.